This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Today, the full House will consider two plans for resolving the $304 million budget shortfall, and neither of them is the governor's proposal. One is House Bill 8 by Representative Rick Edmonds. It made amendments to the governor's plan, which included using $119 million from the Rainy Day Fund.
We're bringing forth a plan today that does not use any of the rainy day fund.
The second budget bill being considered is Representative Cameron Henry's. It calls for using $74.6 million from the fund. Both bills mean higher cuts to programs than Governor John Bel Edwards' plan recommended. Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger presented the governor's plan to House Appropriations Thursday.
This is the exact same bill that was filed by Representative Henry and by Representatives Bacala and Edmonds prior to the amendments that were adopted on those two bills by this committee.
Leger's bill uses the full amount of rainy day funds available, $119 million.
Any reductions at this point to those entities hit people, and ultimately we're here about the people and not about a spreadsheet. There are so many numbers that the numbers begin to become what we're fighting for, when all along the thing that we should be fighting for is for the people of the state.
Representative Pat Smith was one of seven members who voted to move the bill to the House floor for further debate.
There are two bills that we have that we will be debating, amending, voting on, whatever comes before the body. It is only fair that the governor's bill also get to the floor.
15 members opposed the bill. So while two budget bills will be debated today, the governor's plan will not be one of them. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.